Amen. All right. Good service tonight, Father. Love the Lord. I tell you, it's good to hear songs out of the hymn book. You know, it never gets old. Sure don't. I tell you, I can grew up on those songs, grew up on Amazing Grace, grew up on When the Rolls Caught Up Yonder, and definitely Where the Soul of Man Never Dies. Amen. I remember that growing up. And, you never change that in my heart. You know, a lot of churches now, you couldn't find a hymn book if you wanted to find it. It just went straight contemporary, and that's all we wanted. And I ain't knocking contemporary music, don't get me wrong. Amen. But I like the old fashioned way. The Bible says to seek out the old fashioned. Amen. He didn't say change the Bible, make it fix, make it look nice, and you adjust it to your lifestyle, whatever makes the church work. He said seek out the old fashioned. Amen. That's what I aim to do. Amen. This life. I don't have unless the Lord leads different, I don't have a long message, but I when I lectured this morning, heard that good preaching, and last night I said, Lord, give me something to fall right along the lines with that. I said, I'd love to have something like that, but he didn't choose to do it that way. But if you want to open the book, open your Bibles up to Proverbs, chapter 16. I got two or three scriptures here. I'm going to read this and get to the Word of God. I'll try not to hold you too much longer. I know everybody's tired, and God's brought us here for a reason. Amen. God's brought us together for a purpose, and that's for the Word of God. Amen. I tell you, I love the Lord and what He does for me. You know, before I even get into this, I got thinking, just how good God's been to us, amen, as a church this past year. And I think we've been here since July. I think June or July of the last year, I believe. And the time has flown by so fast, amen, because God's worked so good here in this church. And with each other, we come together as a church and help one another. That's what it's all about. Amen. That's what makes the church function. Church, we go against each other and tear each other down, that church ain't going to grow that way. Amen. But if you work together, come together, one mind, one accord, God can do wonderful things in the church. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. I love the Lord this morning. That's nice. Excuse me. I'm still in the morning. Amen. That's all right. Book of Proverbs, chapter 16. The Bible says, the preparations of the heart of man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. I'm going to stop right there. Amen. I got to thinking, I watch a lot of sports. Amen. I'll be the first one to say it. Amen. I love football. I love basketball. As long as it don't interfere with the house of God and interfere with His Word, I watch it. That's just what I do. I got thinking about there's an incident last year in sports, the sports world, that a player, one of these big, giant, famous players, amen, and everybody was wanting to get their hands on. Everybody had to have this player to play for their team, and their team signed him, amen, to a deal. Boy, this team was so excited. The city of Dallas was just tickled to death to have him, amen, but at the last minute, amen, he backed out of the commitment that he made to that team. Amen. That team was so upset, amen, what he did, and the broken promises and everything. And the Bible talks about here a commitment, amen, we need to do. Amen. We need to commit our works to the Lord. Amen. That means we need to commit ourselves to God. Amen. I believe God knows our hearts and just how committed that we are. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. We come to church, amen, and we live our lives, whether it be inside or outside the church house. Amen. We need to have our hearts 100% committed to God. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. If you've got your heart on one side of the fence and the other heart on the other side, amen, church, you ain't going to go nowhere in this life. Amen. You ain't going to go nowhere in the walk of the Lord. Amen. I learned that myself. Amen. There's a lot of fish trailers out in this life. There's a lot of fish trailers that love to get into heaven one day. Amen. Living for the devil, living for the Lord. Amen. But church, let me tell you something. It just don't work that easy. Amen. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And the Bible says you need to make up your mind and follow the Lord. Amen. And commit thy works. Amen. And commit your life. Commit your heart. Commit your home. Amen. Commit your family to the Lord. Amen. I believe once we do that, and once we give 100% to God, amen, I believe God will move in this church. I believe God will move in the house. I believe God will move on your job. I believe God will move in your life and your walk with the Lord. Amen. I believe that, church. Committing thy works. Amen. That commitment that we make. That church, when I got saved, let me tell you something. When I got saved, I come to the Lord. Amen. I wanted to make sure I made a strong bond with the Lord. I wanted to make sure I made something that nothing, no person, no thing can enter. Amen. That promise, that bond I have with God. Amen. I believe God wants the same thing with us. Amen. God keeps up with His end of the deal. Let me tell you something. God doesn't
back out from His commitment to you. That God doesn't back out from the promises He made you. And the Bible was written by the Lord. Amen. His promises are there in red and white, black and white, and they're not changing. And the Bible says His word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Your commitment that you make for the year 2017 is up to you. Amen. It ain't up to your brother or sister. Amen. It ain't up to the pastor. It's not up to your mom and dad. That commitment is between you and God. Amen. Church, you can take this year. Amen. You can do great things with it. Amen. You can go visit the sick. Amen. You can go see the lost that are lost in the Lord. Amen. You can get on your knees and pray. And you can commit that. You can keep that commitment with God. Or you can choose to walk away.
Amen.
That's truth. Amen. That commitment that you make today. That commitment, when that clock struck 12 o'clock, amen, it started a new year, a new day, amen, and a fresh slate. That commitment you can start this very moment, right now.
Preaching.
Boy, church, I tell you, there's a lot of things that I could have done better. Amen. Last year, I could have done a whole lot more than what I did. Amen. That's one thing, church, I tell you, once again, I've said it before. I'm not big on making resolutions. Amen. A lot of people, the first thing they want to do, well, I got to lose some weight. Amen. I've got to find me a better job, Jerry. Amen. I've got to find me a better friend. Amen. And I've got to make a little bit more money. That's the resolution that the world has got on their mind. Nobody has a spiritual resolution. Amen. Nobody has a commitment they want to make with God. Amen. Nobody wants to draw closer to God anymore. Amen. Amen. They want to soak this world up and everything they can get out of it. Amen. But what's wrong with getting closer to God? And what's wrong with we read your word more each day? And what's wrong with going to see people in the nursing home? And what's wrong with going to see people that's stranded at home? Amen. Church, that's the people you need to be committed to.
Yes, amen. Good preaching, brother.
Whoa.
Good word.
Now, Ted, listen here. I got a busy schedule. I've got stuff I got going on in my own personal time. Yeah. Hey, man, I've got my job to do. And I've got the yard to mow when I get home. Hey, man, I've got dinner to cook when I get home. I just don't have time for nobody else. God. Hey, man, when I go to church on Wednesday, that's good enough. Hey, man, when I go to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, that's good enough. I believe God understands my heart. Let me tell you something. God knows your heart. Hey, man, the Bible says He weighs the spirit.
Yeah.
Our hearts are different from God's mind.
Yeah,
God knows our intentions. God knows what we want to do. God knows what we're going to do.
Right.
Huh? Oh, come on now, church. God knows. We ain't hiding nothing from Him. Amen.
Right.
God knows what truly we want in our hearts.
Amen.
God knows our intentions. Amen.
Right.
Boy, I tell you what. We will find every route, amen, around that. Boy, if we can get away from that work for the Lord, we're going to try to do it sometimes. Huh?
Come on,
amen, church, come on.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get away from it as much as we can.
Yes.
As long as we write that check. As long as we throw that $10 minimum offering plate. As long as we shake the pastor's hand, we walk out the door.
Right.
Amen, that's our commitment to God. Amen, church. My commitment is bigger than that. My commitment to go far beyond the church door.
Yeah.
My commitment wants to go far beyond this world. That's the offer.
Right.
Amen, my commitment is to be God. Amen.
Yeah.
Follow the Lord.
Yep.
As close as I can possibly follow Him. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. There's nothing wrong with getting closer to the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Having that commitment, having that walk to.
Yeah.
Amen. All God wants us to do is try. Amen.
Right.
The Bible says He wants you to try.
Right.
Amen. To strive to your end.
Right.
Strive for perfection.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Strive to follow the Lord as best as you possibly can.
Right.
Not try to slip in. Amen.
Amen, brother.
That's a lot of people's attitude right now. Amen. This world, they just want to slip through the cracks of heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
If I can just squeeze my way in there, that's good enough for me. I want to be able to bust the doors wide open and come on in.
Yeah.
Amen. And enter into the joys of many. Amen.
Yeah.
And be forever with the Lord. I don't want to slip right in.
Yeah,
I don't want to jump on somebody's back and piggyback right in. Amen. I want to lead the pack. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to be at the front of the line. That's the attitude we need to have this year.
Exactly.
Amen. Church, I ain't asking you to be no Pope. I'm not asking you to be another Mother Teresa. I don't know. That's between the Lord. I'm not asking you to do that. The Bible says He wants you to commit yourself, to try.
Yeah.
Amen. Just to want to. Just to want to do more.
Yeah.
Go to another church service here and there. Amen. What's wrong with going to an extra singing here and there? What's wrong with going to do an extra revival here and there? What's wrong with going to visit your neighbor when they're sick?
Hey,
what's wrong with calling somebody and checking on them and making sure they're okay? What's wrong with saying, hey, how was your day today?
Yeah.
That's all God wants you to do.
Amen.
That's the commitment He's asking from you. Oh boy, church. Boy, I tell you what. Could I read my Bible a little bit more last year? Yes, I could have. Could I went to more church? Yes, I could have. Am I not making excuses? Boy, that phone rings sometime. Brother Cam, you come to church tonight. We got a revival. I'd like you to come visit. Boy, I'd be the first one to say, I'm busy. You know, I've got so much going on. I'm so busy. Oh, I tell you what, maybe if I tried a little bit harder, I could have made it. Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm speaking for me, but sometimes we can preach ourselves to the altar. Amen. Yeah. That's just the way it works, church. Yeah. How strong is our commitment with God this year? Yeah. 2017 can be something great for you.
Yeah.
Amen. It can be something great for your spiritual walk with God.
Bless
the
Lord.
Amen. Boy, we got to have that what? Commitment. Amen. Yeah. We got to be willing to be committed to God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, church. I'm not saying. Now, Caleb, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Amen. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since you're talking about this, and I know that message towards me. Amen. I'll tell you what. Instead of 11 o'clock, I'll show up at 10. Amen. Instead of Sunday night, I'll come Wednesday night too. Amen. God wants more from you. Amen.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with coming to church a little bit earlier. There's nothing wrong with staying a little bit later. Amen. Oh, amen. We'll sit there and time church sometimes. Come on, church. We'll sit there and time. Amen. Well, we start at 7 o'clock. Oh, is it 9 o'clock? Yeah, is it 8:30? I'm ready to go. Amen. That's not being committed. Amen. Commitment, amen, is willing to stay until the door's closed. Amen. Commitment is being the last one to leave the parking lot. Amen. The commitment is being the first one to open the doors. That's commitment. Amen. Whoa, boy, am I asking too much? Well, am I asking too much? Amen. Church, Caleb ain't asking for nothing from you. Amen. Because Caleb's got things he's got to take care of himself. God is asking you tonight. How committed are you to Him? How close are you all with God tonight? Amen. If you can safely say right now, Brother Caleb, listen, I'm about as close to God as I'll ever be. Amen. So I'm not going to try to get any closer. Me and Him are just like that.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't need anything else. You can save that message for somebody else. Boy, me and Joe give each other a hard time. Amen. Sometimes when somebody preaches a great message, boy, so and so can be here. That'd be perfect for them.
Yeah.
I don't want trouble picking something else yourself.
Right,
amen. Stepping up.
Yeah,
amen. To make your commitment stronger yourself.
That's right, brother.
What? I ain't scaring you, am I? Amen. There's nothing wrong with moving up.
Right.
Amen. To shoot bits, put it on, Cinderella. That's the way it works. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I tell you what. Boy, we'll be the first one, amen, to hand that shoe to somebody else.
That's right.
Come on, church. Amen. I want to put it on and wear it. Amen. Because I know this is for me. Amen. It's for everybody in here.
Right, brother.
Amen, church. That message that preached this morning was for me. And everybody in here, amen.
Yeah.
Boy, if we ever sit through messages and say, well, that's good for somebody else. If they were here, boy, they'd eat it all up. No, sir, Reba, that's for all of us, amen.
Yeah.
I take the word as it comes.
That's
right. Amen, whether it be by the spoonful or by the bucket, amen. Yeah. I try to take it and apply it to my life, amen, because I need it. Amen, church, I'm not nowhere near where I need to be with God. Amen. But I strive to get as close as I can every day. Amen. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible says to love one another, love your neighbor. Amen. If you don't love your neighbor, then you don't love God, brother. Amen. That's the way it works. Amen. God is love. Amen. So we should love one another.
That's right.
Oh, that's commitment. Amen. To God. Keeping God's commandments is a commitment to God.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Amen. He said, I'm going to make 10 commandments that I want you to follow. 10 simple commandments. Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, this world has corrupted those. They've gotten so far to taking them off the walls. Because that's too strong of a commitment for them. Amen. Mm-hmm. Boy, we don't want to see the Bible in schools. That's too strong of a commitment to these kids. Amen. We don't want to see things happen. Amen. Outside the church. Amen. The schools being taught anything. That's too big of a commitment for our kids. Boy, I remember hearing the days. Amen. Brother Jerry's talked about it. My dad's talked about it. Amen. Where they come to school, Brother Tim, and they'd sing church in the Wildwood. Amen. They had prayer before church even the school even started. Amen. Oh, that's where the days where I want to be. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the days where I wish my kids grow up in.
Yeah.
Amen. But sadly enough, the devil's got to the schools. And the devil's got outside and got into churches.
Amen.
And tore them apart.
Amen.
Because there's no commitment. Amen. And the devil knows that. He can destroy it. Amen. Boy, if we had God in our hearts. If we were willing to stand on His Word.
Yep.
Amen. If we were all in this world committed to God and committed to follow Him and committing Yeah. Being committed to proving God's Word right. Amen. Instead of trying to destroy it and take it apart.
Right.
Boy, how good of a world this would be. Boy, church, I tell you, there's people out there today that's committed to destroying and getting rid of God out of everything. Amen. They got him out of school so far, and they got him out of courthouses in a lot of places. Amen. Now he's working on getting God out of his own place, the church.
Yeah.
The devil's trying to come in everywhere he can get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Amen. He'd love nothing more than shut the doors.
Yeah.
He'd love nothing more to see him split. He'd love nothing more to see the pastor go down. He'd love nothing more to see a bunch of deaths happen in the church. The devil loves that stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. But if we have a strong commitment, if we have one strong commitment to God and we want to draw closer and do extra, amen, do a little bit extra every day.
Yeah.
Boy, church will happen here. Amen.
Right.
We had a great time. Well, whatever the half year we was here last year, we had a great half year here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure y'all had a better year than me the whole time.
Yeah.
But God's got bigger plans for us this year.
Amen.
Amen. That was 2016. That's in the past. It's history. Amen.
Right.
But now we look forward to the future with the Lord.
Yeah.
How committed are you tonight? That's the question I've got.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you as closest to God, amen, that you need to be? Or you feel like there's room that you can get just a little bit closer?
Amen.
There's room that you can just draw a little bit closer to God. Amen. If there is, that's a good time to fill that space. Amen. That's a good time to get right. Amen. There's a lot of people. My family's lost and undone without God. Amen. The Bible says be committed to your family. Amen.
Yeah.
You want to see people saved? Pray for them.
Yeah.
Amen. You want to see people healed? Pray for them. Amen. That's a commitment to God.
Yeah.
Well, you may say, Kevin, how is that commitment? Amen. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Oh, yes, it does. Amen.
Yeah.
If you do what God asks you to do, He blesses you for it.
Yeah.
Amen. And your spirit grows stronger.
Yeah.
Amen. If you have a stronger relationship with God, amen, that's how it affects you.
Yeah.
That's a commitment between you and the Lord.
Amen.
How committed are you? Amen. What kind of commitment would you like to have with the Lord today to get ready for this year? I don't know what this year holds. Amen. I don't know. Amen. This could be the last day I'm here on this world. God may have bigger plans for me. He may be waiting for me in heaven. Amen. To bring me home. I don't know. Amen. But then again, He may be having here to bug y'all for another 200 years. I don't know. Amen. But you know what? I want to be committed that whole time.
Amen.
I want to know that I've done everything I can. The Bible says, I want to know that I know that I know. Amen.
Yes,
amen. I know who my Redeemer is. Amen. I know my Redeemer lives. Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have what?
Right.
Everlasting life. That's His commitment to you.
Right.
He was so committed to you that He gave His Son to die on the cross for you. That's how strong His commitment is to you.
Amen.
Now, how strong is your commitment to Him? Amen.
Lord.
I'm going to ask Brother Eric to come get me a song. You understand? Now I'm going to ask you if you have a need today. How strong is your commitment with God today? Church, are you committed? Amen. Are you, just ready, amen, for this year to come if the Lord will be done and we're here another year? Are you committed to God? Amen. You say, Caleb, listen, start tonight, amen. I'm going to have a stronger walk with God. Amen. I'm going to do extra. Amen. I'm going to do whatever I can to help my church, help my family, help my friends, help my co-workers, help everybody I can possibly can. Because I don't want to slip through the cracks to get to heaven. I want to get in there. Amen. I want to make sure. I mean, how strong is your commitment tonight, as we sing? If you want to come, come pray. I'd love to pray with you tonight. Thank you, Lord.